When you visit Arizona, time is measured in moments, not minutes. Like the moment you see the Grand Canyon for the first time. Visit a new state of mind. Learn more at hereyouareaz.com.
The only thing that I see that is distinctly different about me is I'm not afraid to die on a treadmill. I will not be outworked, period. You might have more talent than me. You might be smarter than me. You might be all of those things. You got it on me in 9 categories. But if we get on the treadmill together, there's 2 things. You're getting off first or I'm going to die. It's really that simple.
You got to be very intentional and deliberate. The stuff that you're dreaming about, the stuff that you want to happen, it's not going to happen by osmosis. Like, you got to get up and you got to go after it.
And what the devil wants you to do, what the enemy wants you to do is get distracted and focus on stuff you shouldn't be focusing on. He wants you to stay in bed. What he would love to do is for you to waste these next 2 or 3 weeks.
Who on this earth would still be going right now? You are. You are.
The belief of the individual overrides thousands of people with just intent. Safety, comfort zones are dead zones. You have to continue to push yourself because your true potential will never be matched, guys.
Nobody is going to hit as hard as life, but it ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward, how much you can take and keep moving forward.
So what I say to you, that you are powerful. You have miracle-working power in your life right now. But you've got to work on yourself. You've got to develop yourself. You've got to talk to yourself day in and day out, selling yourself on you and on your potentials.
You always have more to do, another mission, another task, another goal. So don't be finished. Be starting. Be alert. Be ready. Be attacking. Be relentless.
You gotta stop telling yourself that you're doing enough. You have to do more. And life is never enough until you feel this overwhelming feeling of, man, I'm out working the crowd. I'm out working everybody. I'm doing more. Once you get there, that's when you know you've done enough. You gotta do your best work when you're least motivated. So those days you don't want to do it, you gotta suck it the fuck up and do it.
And you've got to know that you are worth all of your effort. And that the key to your motivation, as you get a larger vision of yourself, is to know that you have something to give. Is to know that you have a reason for being in the universe at this point in time. Take that leap of faith. Trust yourself. And believe.
Let the enemy stop. Let the enemy rest. Let the enemy finish. You don't finish. Don't stop. Don't rest. Not until the enemy is completely destroyed.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It's time to get real, it's time to get raw, it's time to look ourselves in the mirror and come to the resolve that this version of ourself is not going to carry us in the strength. I've been this version of myself long enough that if I don't change, if I don't do something about this, then I'm going to find myself bankrupt.
Your problem is you start something, you stop it. You start something, you stop it. You feel good, you do it. You don't feel good, you quit. People who do stuff consistently and on time, they surpass people who talented and gifted.
All men are created equal. Some just work harder.
And the problem with some of y'all is you want somebody else to support your dream. It's yours. I asked myself the question about the lion. And I said, the lion is not running to be rewarded. The lion is running to eat. Because the lion realizes when he kills the gazelle, not only does he eat the gazelle, but he brings it back home. So you've got to ask yourself, what's your why? What motivates you? What pushes you? What drives you? And if that thing is eternal, if nobody has to call you, if nobody has to prod you, if nobody has to reward you, if you are self-motivated and self-regulated, you can have it, you can be it, you can do it.
When your feelings are screaming that you have had enough, when you think you are going to break emotionally, override that emotion with concrete logic and willpower that says one thing: I don't stop. Fight weak emotions with the power of logic. Fight the weakness of logic with the power of emotion. And in the balance of those two, you will find the strength to say to yourself, I don't stop.
You gotta write, even if no one published your book, write, because that was given to you to do. You do what it is you're supposed to. You're supposed to build something, you're supposed to create something. I don't know how to do it. Learn. Do whatever is required.
And so I started going to work earlier. I started being the last one to leave there. I started working harder than anybody else. The other guys could not. Why would you work so hard, Les? I said, I'm not working for them. I've been cheating myself and my family. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, do it with everything that you have. Develop the habit of giving more than what you're paid for. Develop the habit of setting standards that others will be measured by. Someone said, do not go where the path may lead, but go where there's no path and leave a trail.
When you quit, your mind does this. When you quit, your mind says, we're done. So it doesn't expand. There's no expansion when you quit. When you say, this sucks, I'm drowning, I'm miserable, I'm suffering, I'm broken, but I'm not going anywhere.
See, we can't control the thoughts that come in our minds, but we can control the thoughts that we dwell on. So your thoughts have magnetism, and the most challenging thing is to discipline your thinking, behold the vision of what it is that you want.
The difference is not the genetic code, the potential. It's a guy that's willing to get knocked down, finally tested on fortune, stand back up. The perseverance to see it through. The never say die attitude. And I go in there, man, and if I don't win, I showed up. I gave my valid effort. And tomorrow I'll do the same thing. And I'll continue to throw shit against the wall. Every day I'll throw more up there, try it again, try it again. And I'll never get comfortable.
The spirit of resiliency, the spirit of grit, it's in your DNA, it's in your blood. Overcoming is in your blood. Getting through adversity is in your blood. Your ancestors got through so much more. We will be all right. We need to focus on where we're going, not where we come from and what's happening.
When crises strike in your life, and in the Chinese language, crises mean danger, but it also means opportunity.
I didn't get to where I am. I didn't get here being lazy. I didn't get here binge watching TV. I didn't get here taking days off. I personally know what it takes. One day I made a decision that enough is enough. I'm tired of being average. I'm tired. I'm tired of being good. I'm tired. I made a decision. Enough is enough. It's showtime.
You have a right to what you're feeling, but just because you feel it doesn't mean it's real. Feelings are not facts, and I would try to get myself to question those negative thoughts and really try and understand that just because you feel a certain way, just because you feel people are staring at you, just because you feel less than, doesn't mean you have to invest in that thought. If we all invested in every thought we had, we'd probably be crazy, you know? We get some negative random thoughts that come across our minds sometimes, and I'm not a crazy positivity hippie, so to speak. You know, I wouldn't be standing in a burning building chanting positive affirmations. I would get the hell out, you know? My job is to not let my mind take over, and that's when I win and when I lose and everything in between. So in talking to that 20-year-old version of myself, you're valid for what you feel, but at the same time, you are not, it's not a necessity to act out those feelings. You have a choice between what you think and what you do. And that choice is everything.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.